Okay, let's begin with Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph. Zvachim Kuf Aleph, and we are start with Kuf Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom, five lines up from the bottom. So we're in Perek Tefil Yom now. We are in the 12th Perek, and we are discussing issues of Aninus, as the first Mishnah discussed, different limitations on different people. Tefil Yom and Mechusi Kippurim, the Perek started off. On Tzadik Chesma Beis, that we spoke about no onain, according to our Girsa, no geya, the eino makriv, the eino cholik lechol la'erev. An onain can touch, but cannot be makriv, and obviously a non-Kohen Gadol, and does not get a portion that night in the splitting up of the karbanas, unlike Ba'ali Mumin, who get a portion cholkin va'ochlin. So, the Mishnah discussed the stira, which the Gemara had a couple of answers for stira within Rabbi Shimon and a couple of other issues that brought up whether achilas pesachim is ma'akev or not. So now we'll pick it up five lines from the bottom. Amrura kame derava mita ka'amar Rabbi yom kfura tofes leilo midrabanan, from the fact that Rabbi says that the night after the kfura has the status is still aser mishum aninus midrabanan yom kfura is drabanan, so it's tofes leilo midrabanan afterwards. So the Gemara says, wouldn't the parallel be michlal di yom hamisa tofes leilo midaraisa? So if on a Rabbanan level, the following night after Yom HaKvura has the status of Aninus, just like the day that was Rabbanan, so isn't that paralleled after, right, a kind of like a Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that the Yom HaMisa, the night after the Yom HaMisa, would also have the status Daraisa. As Rashi says here, four lines from the bottom, the Kasalka Daita, Chlo Asu Chachamim Chizuk L'Divrayim, She'ikaru Midivrayim, Yoser Misha Asa Torah L'Dvarel. The Rabbanan would just be acting, paralleling after the Din Daraisa. So if the Torah makes a, has a law of Tofes Lelo Mida Araisa, that's why the Rabbanan then have the status of a Yom Aninus Darabanan, followed by a Laila of Aninus Darabanan. So the Gemara says, is that really true though? Should we make such a diak? Vesava Rebbe Aninus Laila Daraisa? Is the following night Daraisa according to Rebbe? As we noted, this is a machlokes. Does Rebbe hold that it is Daraisa? But one second, says the Gemara, V'atanya, Heina Yom, we're now going to get into the sugyas of Parsha Shmini, of Aaron and Moshe, and what exactly happened on that fateful day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day, the V'yom HaShmini of the Chanukah HaMishkan. We'll get into the Pesukim of Hashem in a little bit. But the diak was, something happened, that Aaron HaKohen says, what I did, I burned it, the Chatas, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, which Hashem will talk about more. I burned it, and something about this karbon that is different than all other karbonas. Hein Hayom. Hein is focusing on these karbonas. This is what I did today. So we're medayek in the brisa. Hayom, asur velayla mutter. Today, this karbon for me is asur. Tonight, it would be mutter. Uladoros beba yom mevelayla asur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But for generations, for the rest of time, besides right now, Aaron HaKohen says it would be asur even at night. Now it's mutter at night, but generally it's going to be asur at night. Why? We'll see. Rebbe Omer Aninus Laila Eina Midivrei Torah Ela Midivrei Sofim. But Rebbe says no. It's all Darabanan. Aaron HaKohen is talking. Aaron is not talking about it on a Darabanan level. Aaron is obviously talking about it on a Daraisa level. So Rebbe Yehuda is the one that says the following night is Asur Mida Oraisa. But Rebbe holds that no, Aninus Laila is only Darabanan following the day of. So Kasha, we just thought that according to Rebbe, the night after would be Daraisa. What's the Hava mean here to explain the difference by Aaron HaKohen? So again, Rashi says, generally, there are other karbanos, there are other kohanim, but now there are no other kohanim, right? It's just Aaron and his sons, and they're both tamei, right, because of what just happened. Hein Hayom, Rashi says, Hein, mashma de elu karbanos chalukim mishar karbanos. These karbanos are different. Sha'alei shamata la ochlan ba'aninus laila b'neisha kulanu onanim. You think that, oh, they can be eaten, you heard, you Moshe Rabbeinu heard, they can be eaten even by an onain, but that doesn't apply, the ain't kohen la ochlan. Avaladaro, sheish kohenim la ochlan, be'abiyon ba'im alayla asr. Right now you're saying that it's going to be eaten by special karbanos. Yeah, that might apply now, but that's only because there are no other kohenim, and we don't want it to turn into nosar. And there's nobody else to eat it. So even though it's Aser Midrabanan, might be able to eat it. But Ladoros, that there are other Kohanim La'ochlan, Beim Bayom Beim Alayla, is going to be Aser. That's the chilik between the then and the now. And interesting, it sounds like the focus of eating, and this is a topic that has come up a number of times, is the focus of eating Karbanos about the Kohen eating it or about the Karban being eaten. right? That here it's clear that it's not just, if it's just about the Kohen eating it, if the Kohen's not allowed to eat it, it's allowed to eat it. And there are other, whether there are other Kohanim or not. But if it's about making sure that it does not become noser, making sure that it is eaten, so that's again, it's not mukhrak, but that fits in nicely, because the focus here is that there are no other Kohanim. When in the Doroth, there are other Kohanim to eat it, so it's going to be usher, and the owner of them are not going to be able to eat it. But when it's, at that time, there are no other Kohanim, and therefore, it's, we might find a way to eat it because, we don't want it to remain. Right? That's the sugya that we've discussed in the past. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites, that's the concept of, the context of Chatzishir. Is there a concept of Chatzishir when it comes to mitzvos? Is there a concept of Chatzishir when it comes to karbanos? That's the sugya on Daf Lamites, but at least by Karban Mincha. Right? Remember that Gemara, but in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says that there was a bracha be'isa, and therefore the Kohanim all tried to get a piece of the lechem upon him. But afterwards, not so. Says the Gemara, beginning of the fourth parak in Maseches Yuma. Tanur Rabbanan. Arbam Shanah Shimei Shimon HaTzadik Haya Goral Ola B'Yamin. All these wonderful things happen in the times of Shimon HaTzadik. Mikan Ve'elech Pamim Ola B'Yamin V'Pamim Ola B'Smol. Vaya Lashon Shal Zahoris Malbin. Mikan Ve'elech Pamim Malbin Pamim Eino Malbin. Vaya Ner Maravi V'Chulu. Other things. And let's just read the part that's important for us. V'lo Ayu Kohanim. Nimnami lo havi eitzel maracha, v'nishtalcha bracha be'omer, u'bishtei halechem, u'balechem aponim. There was a special bracha that went into the omer, the carbon of omer brought on Pesach, v'shei halechem brought on Shavuos, and the lechem aponim brought every Shabbos. V'chol kohen shemagia kizayis, and every kohen that got a kizayis, yish ochlo v'saveya, it was a magical kizayis. Sometimes they just ate that and they were satiated, yish ochlo mosir. Sometimes they had left over. There was an amazing bracha. Mikan ve'elech, but afterwards, nishtalcha me'ira ba'omer b'shealech v'balechem aponim. Afterwards, there was me'ira, some type of curse that it was not satiating. V'chol kohen magia kapul, and the kohenim got a little bit. Rashi says, she'eno kizayis. Eino kizayis. Why? Rashi there continues, me'achar shero she'eno masbia, because they saw it didn't have this magical power. And the Gemara says, ha'tsnuin moshchinas yideyem, the tsnuin pulled back their hands, they didn't want to take part of it, because it was had this me'era in it, v'agargaranim notlin v'ochlin, but the gargaranim, the ones who still wanted to be gluttonous and eat, they went and took. Asked the achronim, they didn't take? Okay, so it didn't have this magical power, but they wouldn't take any of it. Why is that okay, that they would just leave it, they would leave it over? What exactly was it? And if it's a mitzvah, who cares if it's must be or ain't a must be? It's a mitzvah. I have to eat it. So what exactly is the issue here? So there, the Maariv Chayis quotes the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer also writes this in a tshuva. He quotes, Vagon Marina or Moshe Sofer Zal, Shahaya Abezid, the Kal Kodesh Pressburg, Dacha Dvarai, the BMS F Shalomar. He discussed earlier in the piece about Chatishir. Efshalomar the kol mitzvah a mitzvah im ein kezayis min matza omar chayav lechal kapanim kol mashemotzi afilu pachad bikashir. The Maariv Chayis had said maybe because there is no mitzvah chatzishir. That's why they were Moshe chesidehem, because there was no mitzvah anymore. Chassam Sofer, it could be that there was still a mitzvah in general. There's still a mitzvah to eat even not less than a shir. Right, this is just background. Again, I wouldn't explicate it. The Gemara in Yuma has the sugya of chatzishir by Isurim. The machlokes achronim is there chatzishir by mitzvahs too? All I have is half a piece of matzah, half a kezayis of matzah, v'chulu. That's the sugya. So the Maariv Chayis says maybe this gemara proves that there is no mitzvah because that's why the tzuim were boshchunas yideyem. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, but it could be that in general there is a mitzvah, but v'shayni lechem aponim de eino mitzvah hamutal al haprat rak hamitzvah al kol kohane beisav sheyis achel lechem aponim. The mitzvah is that it shall be eaten. The imnis achalai de acher gamkin is kaima mitzvah. The alpiza va mipiza amashchi yideyem v'nachon. And that's why they were moshchi yideyem. Could be that the focus is on the chef, so make sure it's eaten, and that's why there's no mitzvah for me to eat it. The Beis Halevi expands this in tshuva at the beginning of the sefer, one of the first couple of tshuvas where he discusses maybe this applies to other karbanos as well. Right, the Chassam Sofer just says it over there by lechem aponim, but maybe it applies also to all karbanos except for Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is different. Explains the Beis Halevi, right? So it's a mitzvah for every Jew to eat a kizayis of the Karban Pesach, and it's a mitzvah for every Jew to shechvet karban Pesach, but yishluchah shalom kamoso. Right, so karban Pesach is different. That's how the Rambam accounted as separate mitzvos. That's the context of the Beis Halevi. Either way, that's the yisod though of the karbanas being eaten that might be implied by this Rashi explaining this line of the Gemara about the kasha on Rebbe. Okay, so back to our question. So does Rebbe hold on his lailas daraisa? You see from this Raisa that is Rabbanan? So Gemara says, okay, lo olam drabanan. He really, it is dirabanan. V'chachavim masu chizik l'divrayim yoser mishal Torah. And no, we won't say that the Rabbanan follow the Torah. Sometimes the Rabbanan would do a chizik more than the Torah. Not that it is more than a din daraisa. Right? But it just means that the Torah did not make the night following its day of Aninus having the same din, and the Rabbanan did. So it was just the difference in parallel. That's what Tosfos says on top. Ain pirusho yosem yishal Torah to Alma. Doesn't mean that it's in general, it's qualitatively stronger than the Torah. Ela klomar chacham masu chizik ledevrayem yosem yimashas the Torah ledvarel. It's just a question of a parallel. The Torah did not make follow through on its law of the Aninus Yom Daraisa while the Rabbanan did. Okay, there is a big discussion, halacha lamaisa. We just had a daf of Aninus, just to keep in mind, just a little summary. The day of Misa is for sure Aninus Daraisa. That's according to everyone. That's a pasuk in the Torah that there is Aninus Daraisa, for which halachas is there Aninus Daraisa. So Maaser Sheni and Kachin, that's the context of the pasuk. The night after Yom HaMisa, that's the machlokas right here, Daraisa Darabanan. Is that, Tofes Leilo Midaraisa or Midrabana. That's all on Yom HaMisa. What about if Yom HaMisa is not Yom HaKfura? Right, that was all of Yom HaMisa is Yom HaKfura. What if Yom HaMisa is not Yom HaKfura? So Yom HaKfura is for sure Drabanan. The question is, what about the night after the Kfura? That's the Machlokas Tanoim, whether there is anything Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan as we had earlier. A lot of these halachas are discussed in Yaradeya. All these halachas are discussed in Yaradeya. In the beginning, right before Hilchas Avelos is Hilchas Aninus. Right, the Shulchan Aruch goes in order, as we know. The end of Yaradeya talk all about beginning with Hilchas Biker Cholim, and then it goes into Rachman Lestan. If the person is no longer a chole, the person dies. Halachas of Goses, halacha of Kriya, tearing, and then Aninus right before Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch discusses it's Shin Mem Aleph. Misha Meis Lo Meis Yuchayev Lis Abel Alav. Right, if somebody has one of the seven relatives, that he is chayev to be misabel, kodem kfura, before the kfura, so these are all the halachas that apply, what you're supposed to do with the mace, and what I am allowed to do. Eino mace v'ochel, v'eino ochel basar, v'eino shosayayin, v'eino gazati in meat, not to drink wine, v'eino mavarach berchas amotzi, v'lo berchas amazon, v'eino mavarach an alav, v'lo bazaman alav, no brachas, afilom ochelam acherim shem mavarachim o yana acherim amen. That's the famous halacha of Aninus. There is no mitzvos done. No mitzvos asay done. No mitzvos asay done. Obviously, all mitzvos los asay, and Onin is still not allowed to violate. Onin is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos or eat not kosher, v'chulu. But all mitzvos asay, v'yafilu im eino tzarech la'asof v'tzarechei ameis, even if he's not actively involved in the tzarechei ameis, kigon, sheish lo acherim she'oskim bishvilo, even if there are others that are osek. V'yesh omrim, the Shulchan Aruch also quotes, v'afilu amir tzala hachra latzmo, levarech olanos amen, achra mevarechim eino rashoi. He's not allowed to be machmir in this regard. That is all an onen on a weekday. Shabbos, we say that things change. B'Shabbos v'Yantif, ochel basar v'shosayayin, if somebody, let's say, dies on Friday and the kfur is not going to be until Sunday, so then one is allowed to eat meat and drink wine and partake of the Shabbos and Yantif meals. Right, the sin halacha would still apply. You go to shul, and Onin goes to shul. Right, what's he going to do there if it's usher to daven? And then he talks about all different other issues. The Pesachei Tshuva here discusses many of the other related issues. What do you do with sphere. So Omer, close to know to be Yehuda, that you could count without a bracha, just to make sure that it's still, you don't lose the count. What about Purim? The Shulchan Aruch here doesn't talk about Purim. What about Netilos Yadayim? That's the Chamudi Daniel. Pischei Tshuva calls the Chamudi Daniel. The Nira Da'onin, Afal Pisha Mutu Lecho Belo Bracha, Chayim and Netilos Yadayim, if he's going to wash. Because Netilos Yadayim might be a Srach Isser. Bein B'mayim Rishonim Bein Achronim. Quotes that he quotes the Birke Yosef. Okay, one discussion the Chachmas Adam discusses and the Minchas Chinuch discusses. What about if an Onin eats and then the burial happens, then afterwards he's still full? Does he do Berchas Amazo now? Right, something other nafkaminas like that. Okay, aninus is an important discussion. Tefillin, we know tefillin, and only doesn't do any mitzvahs, including tefillin. What happens if after the kvura it's still daytime? What do you do? What do you do? So generally we say no. That's the pasuk v'achrisa ki yomar. There's a machlokas achronim. What about if Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are not the same day, so it's only Aninus Durabanan, and there's still time left during the day to put on tefillin when you get home. So what do you do? That's the Maharitatz. The Maharitatz says you should put on tefillin then. The Minhag Olam is not to. The Minhag Olam is not to put on tefillin. They call it the Minhag of Yerushalayim as holding being machmir lechatchila like the Maharitatz. But again, it's not the Minhag Olam in terms of that. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Minchas Shlomo. He quotes that maybe the bracha of Hamapil should be said. Because Hamapil, before one goes to sleep, so one is not being osek in the kfur anymore, not even on a theoretical level. One is turning their back and saying, okay, I'm going to sleep. So he thought maybe one should say Hamapil, even though it's not mentioned in the earlier poskim, but he thought maybe that one bracha should be said, because that is one is not called Osik B'tzarchei HaMeis anymore. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. So now, once the psukim of Hein Hayom were quoted, which has to do with the conversation of Aaron and Moshe, what exactly happened? And that's one of the sources of Aninus D'Oraisa. So the Gemara is going to quote and discuss at length the conversation that took place. It is very not clear in the Gemara what exactly was the conversation between Moshe and Aaron. It's not clear. They know Moshe Rabbeinu was mad about something, but it is not clear what exactly was the issue. Again, this is the makar for Aninus and also Avelus. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, right? There are two sources quoted by the Rishonim about the source of Avelus, right? One's quoted by Tumas Kohanim. That's one. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says part of the expansion of Tumas Kohanim, that mitzvah is the mitzvah of Avelus. And the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Avel, quotes a pasuk from here, though. The Rambam says, mitzvah aselis aval al krovim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rambam Shita and the Rif Shita, to have avelus, right? Avelus is a mitzvah that we don't want to do, but it's a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are how we react in every situation in life. So avelus, mitzvah aselis aval al krovim shene emar. What's the source the Rambam quotes here in Hilchos Avel Aleph Aleph? V'achalti chatas hayoma yita b'ene Hashem. He quotes Aaron HaKohen. Right, how many mitzvahs are there from a pasuk based on Aaron HaKohen? So there it is, Aaron HaKohen. Ben Avelos ben HaTorah, Elo b'yom Rishon b'lvashu, Yom HaMisov, Yom HaKfura. Avelos d'arais says only when Nisa and Kfura happen the same day, Avel Shar HaShiva Yomim, Eino Din Torah. But the other 7 days are not d'araisa. Then we have the famous line that we've discussed often, Af api shenemar b'Torah. How could you say Avelos is only d'araisa one day? If it says Mefurish in the Torah that the brothers sat shiva for their father, the shvatim sat shiva for 7 days. So you can't get a better source than that in the Torah 7 days. Says the Rambam, nitzan the Torah v'nischatcha halacha. The Torah was given and the halacha was renewed. Don't learn rayas from the Torah. That's the language of that is from the Gemara Masecha Shabbos towards the end Kuf Lamed Gimel or so, where we talk about Nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. But that source comes from these psukim. So again, what exactly do the psukim say? So in Perek Yud, just remember the psukim that are pertinent for us. What happened? It was the day of the Miluim. It was Rosh Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu had been doing the Avodah, had been doing the setting up the Mishkan, putting it up and taking it down for 7 days. And on the eighth day of Ayyubayam HaShmidi, this was going to be the day that Aaron and his sons were going to be anointed as the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and they were going to take over the Avodahs. There were special Karbanos that were brought that day, including the regular Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh. Says, as the Torah says, that what karbanos were brought? So Moshe comes to Aaron and to his sons after Nadav and Avihu have already dies. Moshe says to Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, take the mincha, kachuas a mincha nosaras meisha Hashem beichlu matzul esam esveach kodesh kodesh kadoshim hi. Eat the mincha, Moshe says, even though you're owning him. V'achaltem also makam kadosh ki chacha v'chak benecha hi meisha Hashem ki chein suvesi. We're gonna have three lashonos like that. And then, Chazi Atrufa Veshokat Shuma, the two items that Kohanim get from the Shlamim. Eat that. Tochlu b'bacham tar. So Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim, and then va'oso si'ir chatas darosh darash Moshe. So Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim, and then he seeks out, he says, what's going on with si'ir chatas? Moshe researches. He looks, where is it? V'hinei sarof, and it's burned. The si'ir is burned. And Moshe gets angry. Why is it burned? He gets angry at Elazar and Isamar. Right? He doesn't want to say he got angry at Aaron. Coven. But he says he got angry at his nephews. I told you to eat the mincha. I told you to eat the shlamim. Why didn't you eat the chatas? Ki kodesh kadashimi. The blood wasn't brought inside to passel it. I commanded you to eat it. So Aaron steps in. Aaron Moshe. Aaron says, no. I eat it, if I ate it, would it have been appropriate? Would it have been mutter? Very unclear. What was he saying? What was he defending? He was explaining, I burned it, and we didn't eat it. But why? Doesn't say. But whatever it was, Vayishma Moshe v'ita be'enav. Moshe was maskin. So it's a very unclear conversation in the Torah. All we know is that Moshe says, eat the mincha, eat the shlamim. He did research. What's going on with the chatas? Why was it burned? Aaron says, of course I had to burn it. And Moshe says, okay, I agree with you. So what exactly was the issue? So that's going to come up right here on Daf Kuf Aleph in Zvachim. This is where it is discussed. Here we go. Tan Rabbanan, Kichen Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzivashem. In that conversation, it says three times that Moshe Rabbeinu says, as I commanded, what do each of those teach us? Kichen Tzuvesi Ba'aninus Yochluha. Number one, he says, I commanded you to eat the mincha Ba'aninus. Kasher Tzuvesi Bisha'as Maisa Omar Lahem. At the time of the Maisa, he was Mazaris again then. When it happened to them, he says, don't not eat Kachim. On this day. He told them the halacha earlier, and now he says, when it happens, don't not eat kachim. Right? You have to eat it. Kasher tziva Hashem, and then he says, lo me'elai ani omer. I'm not making this up. Right? It's not a new thing. I heard this from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like I heard everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every tzivui that Moshe received. Maybe we'll talk about the Rabbi Yaakov in Parashas Matos a little bit later, if we have time, about this idea that every single idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said obviously was straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Netziv also. The Netziv talks about in the beginning of his commentary, Emek HaSifri, on Matos. We mentioned this in the Parsha Shir. The Netziv says that what's the difference between the language of Ko Amar Hashem and Zeh HaDavar? Rashi quotes there that other Nevi'im had said Ko, and Moshe Rabbeinu said Zeh HaDavar. Says the Netziv, it does not mean that other Nevi'im paraphrased what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. They had a Nevuah and then said Ko Amar Hashem. But Moshe said exactly, Zeh HaDavar, says in Nesiv Chas V'Shalom. The other Nevi'im also didn't paraphrase. The other Nevi'im said exactly what they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only difference is, explains the Nesiv, was that the other Nevi'im, as we know, they were in a daze. They were in not conscious, really, when they received the Nevuah. Right? They lost their faculties. So they got the Nevuah, and then after the experience of Nevuah was over, then they gave it over to Am Yisrael. But when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe received it, he gave it over to Klal Yisrael. Zeh HaDavar, right? Shechina medaberes mitoch grono. That's the difference between the two. They both heard it exactly. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu says here, Lo me'elai ani omer. So that's the brisa. V'ramini, one minute, mipnei, we just learned, mipnei anidis disrafa. But the brisa says that, what was Aaron saying? Aaron was saying, well, I was an onan. That's why I burned it. Lakach ne'emar ka'ela. That's why it says, Ka'ela, look what happened to these. So what does that mean? Aaron HaKohen, the Brisa says, said, well, I was an Onan, that's why I didn't eat it, and Moshe was maskim. But one second, I thought, based on what we just explained, Moshe was saying to them, well, you were an Onan, and I told you that you eat it ba'aninus. So why would Moshe have been maskim if Aaron said, well, I burned it because I was an Onan, and Moshe's like, okay, Vayita Vadavar, Vayishma Moshe Vayita Ba'inav. So why would he have agreed to that? So was he happy that it was burned by Aninus, or was he not happy? That's the kasha. So Amar Shmuel lo kasha, ha Rebbe Yehuda, ha Rebbe Nachman. Ben machlokes, machlokes tanom exactly about the story. The Tanya the Brisa says, right, machlokes, what exactly, sounds like a machlokes of Metzias. We'll have to ask Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to ask exactly what the story was. The Tanya mipnei Aninus Sarfuha. But again, it's a machlokes of Metzias based on how to darshan the psukim. Mipnei Aninus Sarfuha, they burned it because of Aninus, lakach ne'emar ka'ela. Divir Reb Nechemia Reb Yehuda. Reb Nechemia Reb Yehuda say they burned it because he was an onen. And that is the first shita. We'll get to the rest of the conversation soon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mibnei Tumah Nisrafa. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it was burned because it became Tameh, as we'll see. Shemata Omer, Mibnei Aninus Nisrafa. Because if you say that it was burned because of the Aninus, Hayel Shlashlan Shisrafua. Three tainas that Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Yehuda goes with the second day. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say, Mibnei Tumah Nisrafa. Because if you say it was burned because of aninus, I have three problems. Number one, ayelu shloshlan shis refua. There were three chataos of that day. That fateful day, there were three chataos. There was seir of Rosh Chodesh, as we mentioned. That was the one that was burned. The seir of Rosh Chodesh. There was the seir of Nachshon ben Aminadav, because starting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a different one of the Nisim brought their karbanos. The first one was Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadav, so he brought the seir chatos, and the seir that was specially brought for the miluim, the seir Shebal Shah, Rashi quotes, Kuchu seirizim lachatos. And there were three. So if Aaron HaKohen was saying, I burned it because of aninus, he should have burned all of them. If the reason was aninus, davar acher, the Brisa says, hayroi lo ochlam la'erev. Right, they should have eaten it that night. Right, they should have eaten it that night. Even Rashi adds, even if you hold aninus laila is the Arisa, still they should have eaten it that night, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And davar acher, the third claim, follow Pinchas hayimohen. What do you mean there was nobody else to eat it? As we mentioned before, Pinchas wasn't an onain, right? Pinchas was a nephew, was a cousin. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. So there was still Kohanim. So how those three claims are answered, we'll see by the Shem Anamid base. But that is one answer of the Stira. Rava Amar Idi V'Idi Reb Nechemiah. Really, it's both within Reb Nechemiah. You can explain, even if you want to say, V'Priya Nina Sarfuha, both Misoris, both Shatim of the conversation took place. He had the tzivui, not Ba'aninus, but he was also Maskim. V'Lokasha Kambakachi, Shah Kambakachi Doros. Right? When did Moshe Rabbeinu say that you should eat it ba'aninos? That was the Kachi Shah. That was the seer of Nachsho, and that was the seer of Lashah. But Kachi Doros, the seer of Rosh Chodesh, which was going to be parallel to the Karban, that would be brought forever and ever for generations, that's what Moshe was maskim to and say, okay, Vayishva Moshe, Vayitav Be'enav. What exactly was the issue? Moshe Rabbeinu, as we'll see, maybe made some type of mistake. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what exactly were the conversations? So here we go. So Rabbi Nechemiah, Hechi Mitaris Lahani Krai, Rabbana Hechi Mitaris Lahu Lahani Krai. So what exactly took place in each of the, according to each of the Tanon? So Rabbi Nechemiah Mitaris Lahu Hachi. This was the conversation. Madu Lo Achaltem. Why didn't you eat? We're going to go through each of the psukim. Moshe says, why didn't you eat the chatas? Amarlo, Moshe says, Lo Moshe La'aron, Sheminet Pas Dama Lafrayv Lafnim. Was the dam brought inside? And we know the dam chatas, that's the source. The Mishnah back on Daf Pei Aleph, right, 20 blad ago. Was the dam brought inside so it would pass the karban? Armalo hein lo huvas dama. No, the blan was not brought inside. Shema chus le mechitzas yatzas. Did it go out of its mechitza? Was it nifsal biyotze? Armalo bakodesh aisa. No, it was bakodesh. The dilma ba'aninus akrif tuha upesal tuha. Maybe it was hukrav ba'aninus? You a makriv it ba'aninus, right? You're allowed to eat it ba'aninus, maybe, but Anoni's not allowed to be makriv. Maybe it was hukra ba'aninus. Amar lo Moshe. Aaron says, Moshe, v'chin heimikrivu aniagrafti. What do you mean? I was makriv, and I'm a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's allowed to be makriv ba'aninus. So, what's the issue? That havamin is a little difficult, right? That maybe it was hukrav ba'aninus. I mean, the Ramban already asked this question in Vayikra, right? The psukim don't say that. But he quotes this Gemara. He says, Lashon Rashi, he says, Elo Amar Lo Moshe, first Rashi, Zemer Zerachtiv Dama Onanim, Shonin Sha'avat Chilel, Amar Lo Aaron, V'chi Hemek Rivu, Shemet Yotos Aniyakrav, Shani Kohen Gadol, Lashon Rashi, Mea Gemara, Bizvachim Tful Yom, Va'ani Tama, the Ramban says, Shahare Kodim Ha'aninus Nasu Kol HaKarbanos, they died after all the Avoda. Dichziv, Vayeren, Measos, Achatos, Ha'ol of Ashlamim, Viacharkach Nichnasul, Oa Moe, Vihis Paladu, Viacharkach Yado Ha'ishla Karbanos, Viozik Tiranadav of Yuktorazu. So, what exactly does this option even mean? Maybe you were Makri Baninus? No, it's clear that the Avodah was all done before they became Onanim. Vishema Lohaya Moshe Roas Maasehem. Maybe Moshe didn't see. Vechasha Shema Matsu Dama Soir Azeh, Shalom Nizrak Adayin, Vizarkuhu. Maybe Moshe didn't know. V'aron amar lo, halo azrika shalihi, ukshenizrika midei, miyadi nizrika, v'lo nifs lo baninus, umasu umatan shel halacha haya, Avalo nase bohendavar ba'aninus klal. Really, nothing was done ba'aninus, and really, it's we know it from the psukim. But maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, who took part of the story, maybe he didn't know at that time. So either way, back to the story. So Aaron HaKohen says, I was makrevit, so it wouldn't have been a problem anyway. V'yamar lei, hein lo huves dama ba'akodesh ha'isa, achal tochlo osa. So why wasn't it eaten? Kasher tzivesi ba'aninus yochluha. Amarlos, what does Aaron HaKohen answer? V'atekrena usi ko'ela, v'yachalti chadas hayom, ha'ita b'ni Hashem. If I would have eaten this chadas, would it have been good in the eyes of Hashem? What was Aaron really saying? Shema lo shamate la b'kad she'sha'a. Maybe the kad she'sha'a, maybe those could be eaten. But we're talking about the seer of Ashchodesh. No, d'b'kad she'doros, kavachomer, v'maiser akal. I made a kavachomer from maiser sheni, which is more lenient than kachim. What kavachomer? Uma maiser akal. If by maiser sheni, the Torah says an oni cannot eat it. Amr Torah lo achalti v'oni mimenu. If an oni cannot eat maiser sheni, b'kachi doros lo kol shakein, so surely he can't eat karbanos. So you want to say a unique carbon brought at one time in history? Fine. But this is the seer of Ashchodesh. It's going to be brought many times. So therefore, that's why I didn't eat it. Miyad va'yishba Moshe vita ve'enav. So Moshe hears, and it was good in his eyes. Hoda v'lo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati. And the Gemara says, he was modi, he was not embarrassed to say, I didn't hear, el amar shamati v'shachachti. He wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear, he says, shamati v'shachachti. He says, I heard it and I forgot. Right, that's even what Moshe Rabbeinu did, right? Saying I don't know the answer, saying I made a mistake. Those are all godlios of our great leaders, right? We don't have to be perfect. One of the four people who never sinned. No, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not one of those four, and David HaMelech and all the others, all of our great leaders, right? Sometimes make mistakes, sometimes say I don't know, right? Gilgulin Ashas in Brachas on Daf Chav Hey lists off all the times that Rashi says I don't know. All the times that Rashi says I don't know. Interesting, he gathers them. Because Rashi, our greatest Rebbe, right, he's not scared to say that. If you look in the Netziv, in the Harchev Davar, here, the Netziv says on this Pasuk, on you, in Perak Yud Pasachaf, Vayita Ve'enav, Hever Moshe Kol B'machaneh, Sheta'a. That he quotes the Mabir Araba. Moshe Rabbeinu was Maver Kol B'machaneh, that he made a mistake. What was he publicizing it so much for? Vitama, he made a mistake. Okay, it was a conversation with Aaron HaKohen. Why was he publicizing it? Vitama varazula lamed lachachme ador uladoros haboim shalo yehe adam gadol bosh venirta al ta'us hora'a shahari Moshe Rabbeinu gam kinta. Don't be embarrassed. If this is what happened, this is what happened. Right? Don't be embarrassed. That's the Netziv. If you look on the Torah Tzimimah also, Torah Tzimimah here in Ha'ara Nun Gimel, Torah Tzimimah discusses, right, the nephew, my uncle, the Netziv, we just quoted the Netziv, so now we have the Torah Tzimimah. The Torah Tzimimah says, where did Chazal know this from? How did they make this diak about Lo Bosh? Yitachein, demedayik yiter lashon vayishma. It says, vayishma Moshe, vayita ve'enav. Yishma doesn't always mean to hear. Tavile lichto vayita v'ene Moshe. V'lachein darish vayishma shekibel hadvar mimenu. Vayishma means sometimes I accept. Shelo rak mitzad asvara, ela she nizkar. Shvemes kein shama me'akadosh baruch hu, kifi shama lo Aaron. V'lo shama yishma kan hu shem mush'al, gam lekabalas hadvarim. Kamosh ki shamata lekol ishtecha v'chadome, nase v'nishma. Right, we accept. Right, that is the Yishma, that's the Diak. If you look at the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelech Chaf Simen Gimel, he has Ha'aris B'inyane Zvachim. So he goes through many different dafrim. So in Os Mem Dalid, there, he quotes this Gemara, and he says, Mikan Yotzei, the language is, Lo Bosh Lomar Lo Shamati, El Omer Shamati V'Shachachti. He asked the Tzitz Eliezer, what's more embarrassing, to say I never knew, or to say I knew but I forgot? Very interesting. Right, which is a more embarrassing thing? So, Mikan Yotzei. From this line, you get the idea. Shalomar shamati v'shachachti hu yoser busha miyalomar lo shamati. The Gemara here is emphasizing that Moshe Rabbeinu was not mizbayish. So it's emphasizing that he did what was even more embarrassing. What's that? I heard and I forgot. So that's more embarrassing, you get the impression, than saying, I never knew. And he says, but one second, if you look in the Yerushalmi in Chagiga, Perak Aleph Halacha Ches, sounds opposite. It says, Umahu Gdulaso, talking about one of the Amoraim, what is his greatness? She'eno Shlomar Lo Shamati. He's not embarrassed to say, I never heard. Sounds like Yosef Mizeh says that Sisal Yezer Shabusha Yosef Gdola he lomar lo shamati v'shehibo she Yosef Gdola mi lomar shamati v'shachachti hefech b'gemar zvachim kan. So which is it? Which is worse? Look in the Mefarshim. He says, look in the Hagos Sion v'Yerushalayim she is miyashev shehainu devadai bisman hazeh. When everything is already written down like in our day and age, it's a bigger busha to say lo shamati because you should have learned it. You have it all written down here. What, you don't know a Gemara? You should have learned it. Shari hayalo lishmoa. Mashenke gabi Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol sha'adayin lo lomad. V'hu aya harishon hamalame Torah lamo Yisrael. My bushu is elomar lo shamati. Wasn't embarrassing for Moshe to say I never heard this before from Hashem. He wasn't taught it. How was he supposed to know? Lachin et slow hayahabusha yosek dola shavati v'shachachti. Aval bizman hazeh nahafochu. And then he says, oh, that's the musr for us, says the Sisal Yezer. Yosei lefizeh musr haskel. Shebizman hazeh shalafaneinu tarah shebechzav v'shebal peh. Yesh ledaktik biyoser ulishtadel mi beli lahachzir davar. Ki lebusha techashev I hashmiya. Me hashmiya v'ashichacha. We forget things fine, but not learning it in the first place, that's worse. Aval me'idach, right? Sometimes I'll open a sefer of mine and I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And I'll see I have underlines in it and notes in it from earlier. I'm like, oh, I guess I learned this before. Which is more embarrassing, not to remember that or not to have learned it in the first place? So Sisal Yezer says, nowadays, not to have learned it in the first place because it's all there. We forget, okay? We forget. Aval me'idach lo habayshan lamein. Vimkore be'eza shmua shalo shama usa ein ala hastirzos b'pnei abusha v'lomar shachachti v'shamati v'shachachti. But again, if I have to be embarrassed, I'm embarrassed. Ela lov lahodos ala emes lomar lo shamati. Ubazehu de misbate gad luso. Bibachina shal b'makom b'duloso sham atamotze anbeson uso. That is a great Sisal Yezer about the psychology, not just psychology, which is in terms of halacha, which is worse. Today he says that bizman hazeh, we have to see everything. We have to see everything because that is, everything is there for us to see. The Meshech Chachma, one final point. The Meshech Chachma says, it's very hard for me to say that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot something, especially that he heard a tzivi from Hashem. Okay, maybe when he got angry, the Chazal say that he lost some of his thinking, but that's when he was angry. So here he was angry too, but maybe he says, "Ula hakel hataus me adon hanaviim mivchar haenushi." Let me try to be makel on this mistake that was made. He suggests, also fascinating, maybe Hashem never told him. Hashem never told him beferish, onanim, eat all these karbanas. And then Aaron corrected him. He's like, "Oh, I forgot." No, what happened was, says the Meshech Chachma, that Moshe was told bikrovai ekadesh, which meant that the Gzeira was already done, maybe back from Har Sinai, that none of the Nevi'im were going to be killed. And after that, he says, already after he has that, knows that reality, he is told that they should eat. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was medayik. Oh, he already said they were going to die, and then he says to eat, al zeh shivaron. And that's what Aaron says. No, lo kenachi, kachi shal kachi doros. So Moshe wasn't mitzuveh beferish about all of these karbanos. It was just implicitly, and that was the discussion. And then what does Aaron HaKohen say? It's a kalvachomer. So what was Moshe saying? Shachachti? Shachachti, I'm the one that taught you kalvachomer. I'm the one that taught. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu made kalvachomers by Har Sinai, Nechonim Shloshes Yamim, and breaking the Luchos. So either way, that's what the Meshech Chachma helps out a little bit in that conversation. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, now we're going to have a parallel but similar. So that was the day that it was burnt because of Aninus, and Aaron HaKohen was saying that I wasn't allowed to take part in it because it's Kachay Doros. So what about the other day? Similar conversations up until the end. Amarlo, hein lohu ves dama. No, the blood didn't go in. Shema chusla mechitza asa yatsis. Maybe it was yotze. Amarlo, hein bakodesh aisa. No. Dimo ba'aninus akriv tuha upisal tuha. Maybe you were makrivit ba'aninus. Amarlo, Moshe, hein ikrivua tepasla bu'aninus aniyakraftia. I was makrivit. There's no issue. The dilma. So now, new part of the conversation. Agav mimaraychu pishatuba, maybe in your bitterness, Moshe says, I understand, bitter in the times of difficulty, maybe we're not thinking, Even Moshe says this to Aaron. Aga mirareichu peshatu ba v'itmi. Maybe it became tame through your tirda. Right? We know tirda, Gemara talks about elsewhere in Sukkah and Brachas, tirda the mitzvah, osig b'mitzvah. Is osig b'mitzvah only based on tirda? What about avelus, aninus? So Amar lo, says Aharon, Moshe, kachani b'enecha, shani mevaza kachi shemayim v'tekrenos hikeila. You think I won't be able to control myself? Now, it might become a tame. No, he doesn't say it, but Aaron is saying, I was vayidom Aaron, right? I was totally in control. I didn't say a word. I held it in. Sorry, I skipped the line. I would never. I'm in control. Again, there's depths to this conversation, but Aaron Akoin says, no, it did not become tame because of the tirda that we were involved in. Maybe you might say tirda me here means because they were mesiach das a little bit and therefore became tame. Right, we know the concept of shmira. The Ramban at the beginning of Chulin says shmira means you have to guard it so that it doesn't even get into the state of suffix. Right, there's no hasach adas. Maybe that's what Moshe was referring to here. But either way, Amar lo, v'ihein lo hu v'ezdama, hu bakodesh ha'isa, achol tochlo ha'sa bakodesh, kasher zivesi, baninas yochluha. So, why wasn't it eaten? After all the excuses, nothing is a problem, so why wasn't it eaten? So, Amar lo, shema lo shamata, ela balayla. Right, maybe it could be eaten balayla. What does that mean? D'ibayom kavachomer mimaiser hakal. Because, as we said, the kavachomer, you can't eat a ba'aninus, kavachomer from maiser sheni. Uma maiser hakal amartor lo achal dibolim imenu, kodesh chomer lo kol shekain. So, Moshe again was hopmode, miyad v'yishma Moshe v'yita ve'enav. He realizes that it shouldn't have been eaten ba'aninus, lobosh Moshe lomar lo shamati, ela shamati v'shakati. As it was said. But now, the Gemara adds on, okay, so then lamaisa, so why wasn't it eaten that night? So why wasn't it eaten at night then, according to this conversation? So that's where these Tanoim say, Tuma Ba'onis Basa. It became Tame. Again, that's why it wasn't eaten. The conversation still was about Aninus, but it became Tame, and that's why it wasn't eaten. Why would it become Tame Ba'onis? Because they were waiting. They were delaying it. They wanted to eat it that night. Rashi, Sherashu, Lahashosa, Ad Halayla, Ulaochlan, Kulan Yachad. They wanted to eat it all together at night. Pinchas might have been able to eat it today, but they wanted to eat it all together. So this line gives the opposite impression than what we said earlier. Before we say the focus is on the chepsa, just make sure it is eaten. I didn't mention the Menachas Chinuch discusses giving it to a katan. Right, that also, if the focus is to be eaten, then maybe even a katan. But here you get the impression of they all wanted to partake of it. And that's why they were delaying, but then it became tame ba'ones. So a discussion, a little bit of the Achiezer, in the beginning of Yoredeya, in Chelek Beis, the Achiezer discusses, so how exactly did it become huchshar l'kabal tuma? Right, in order for it to become tame, we know that something has to be huksha l'kabal tuma. So here, kachim or mamon gavua, they don't have a bailim, ve'echi tachin shenitma karbon. How could the carbon have become tame? Says the Achiezer based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that mashkim tmeim that fall on an ochel are metame yet even without ratzon bailim. Why? Because the tum and the hechsher are born ka'achas. So maybe that became tame. Again, there are gemaras about the dam of the shechita. Right? Dam is one of the yad shachat dam, one of the seven liquids. So how is it machshir? But here, they wouldn't have wanted it. And maybe kache, what about general kachem? It's not yours. Okay, big sugya in Hilchas Machshirin. Let's continue. Bish lamal rabbanon, rabbanon meaning Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I understand. Hayna dechsev hayom. I understand hayom because they were going to eat it that night. That was the plan. Elo Rabbi Nechemya my hayom. So what is the emphasis of Aaron HaKohen saying, Heim hayom ikrivu eschatos? What's the emphasis of hayom? Right, if it was ba'aninus, so then, and they weren't going to eat it, my hayom. So chovas hayom, it means he's focusing on the chovas hayom of Rosh Chodesh. That's what the emphasis is, kachay doros. Bishlam al Rebni Chem Yehina Dosev Hein Hayom. Fine, he says Hein Hayom. These are different than others, right? Focusing on the doros versus l'shah. El Rabbanan my Hein Hayom. Hachi Gamar Hein Egrivu Ani Egrafti. The Hein is going on they, not the Karbanas, but the other Kohanim. No, I was Makrevit. That's part of the conversation about Kohen Gadol. Omar Mar, now let's get back to what we said earlier in the Braisa. The three claims that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon had against Rabbi Nechemya, and how he answers each of them. If it was burned because of Aninus, so they should have all burned all three. My shloshtan. D'tanya, v'sir achatas, darosh, darash, Moshe. So we darshan from that pasuk. Seir, zesir, nachshon. That's the seer of the nachshon, but I mean, not of the first of the nesiim. Chatas, zu, chatas, shmini. That's the chatas of special for the miluin. Darash, Seir Shal Rosh Chodesh. So those were the three. We know the Nesiim brought one of every karban to be mechanech the Mishkan. They brought a chatas, and they brought an ola, and they brought a shlamim, and they brought a mincha, they brought the ketores. Asham is not on the list. That's the Ramban's one line, one word. Asham zuchatas. Asham is included in chatas. Then they bring an asham. That's important to the asham chatas sugya. But continuing, Yachar Shloshta Nisrafil, you might think they were all burnt. Hamalom Ravine Sorach. Only one of them was burned. Darosh darash stage rishos lama. So what was the seeking out that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to figure out? Amar lahu mipnei ma chata zu nisrafa ve'ilu munachos. That's darosh darash. This one was burned and this one is still sitting here. Ve'ni odeya, and I don't know which one. Ezehu kshu amer va'osa nitan lachem laseis zavono eda. Which one is balachaper? How the omer zeshir shorosh chodesh. The shir shorosh chodesh is a chatas rosh chodesh. Right? We have because our kodesh baruch hu is b'mayit v'yareach, whatever the chazals are, but that's the one that was burned and the other ones were not. For kapara, we had earlier in the Masechta, back in the first parak, the chatas nachshon is keilu, it's an ola, it's not balachaper. But either way, says the Gemara, Shapar Kamrile. So they have a good taina, right? They, all three should be burned. So Rav Nechamila Taimei, Da'amar Kachi Shal, Opaslebu Aninus. Right? Those karbanas that were only brought then, Aninus doesn't pasel. Right? It's only the Rosh Chodesh one that would be Lidaros. Period. What about the next? Amar lo hayelo lach lo la'erev. You should have eaten it that night. Shapar Kamrile, Ksavar Aninus Laila Daraisa. Rabbi Nechamia holds Aninus Laila's Daraisa. So it couldn't have been eaten that night anyway. That's why they had to be burned. Unlike Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda, who had most hold it's Durabanan afterwards. That's why they were trying to delay it to be able to eat it with Pinchas, but then it became Tame. Davar Acher, Valo Pinchas Hayi Imahen. What about the last clay? Pinchas was there. He wasn't an Onain. Shaper Kamri Lay. Savar La, Krebi Elazar, Damar Rebbe Lazar, Amar Rebbe Chanina. Lonis Kain Pinchas, Acharagla Zimri. Pinchas was not a Kohen yet. Pinchas was not a Kohen. Pinchas did not become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Right? Pinchas, why? Because it was Aaron and his sons. Right? Aaron and his sons, but not Pinchas. Pinchas was already born by the time the Meshicha took place, and it was only a Meshicha for them, for Aaron and the children and his sons, and the children that would be born afterward. That's what Rashi says. We know this Rashi from beginning of Parshas Pinchas. Right? Rashi quotes this Gemara, Brisk Hunas Olam. Even though it was already given to the Zara of Aaron, lo nitzna ela la Aaron ubana. It was only given to Aaron and his sons. She nimshachu imo ula toldo seyem she yolidu achar hamshach hasan, and only those that would be born afterwards. Ala pincha she nola kodem lachen velo nimshach lo balach al kahuna. The Yehuda wasn't there, and therefore, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Svachim, our Gemara in Daf Kuf Aleph. That is Rashi. Why exactly was that true? Why wasn't he nimshach? Why wasn't he nimshach along with them? Ask the Gur Aryeh there on that pasuk. Vim Tomar. V'lama lo nimshachu Pinchas? K'mo shenimshachu Aaron v'Banav. If he was born already, why wasn't he nimshach? Two answers. V'yesh l'tareitz de'ein moshchin katan. U'Pinchas bozo zman katan haya. K'shenimshachu Aaron v'Banav. L'ficha lo shayach l'mshoch oso. K'shenase gadol lo shayach l'mshoch oso. Do nimshachu Aaron v'Banav. Ela k'shenimshachu Amishkan. It was too late. Aval l'mshoch oso achar kach lo yitachei. Number one, he was a katan. The od yesh lomar says the Maharal. Demiut bahamshacha yoser adif. Delo nimshachu ela osan shayu muchrachin limshoach. Lafichach Aaron ubanav delo efsher balav hachi sharein limshoach Aaron bilachud dim kentia hakuna betela shlo nodul Aaron banim achrei mashchau. They were minimized it. So they couldn't just do Aaron because he wasn't going to have any more kids. They did the sons. Lafichach moshach mashach Aaron ubanav. Avo bnei alazavi samar efsher baloim. They were trying to do as little as possible. The Sifsech HaChamim says here that no, the point is that Moshe, maybe Hashem knew, but it's better to achieve something yourself than just to be given it by others. So he wanted, Hashem wanted to give Pinchas the chance, to get it himself. Again, this would do a 40 years. 40 years that he wasn't a Kohen. Right from the time they were Nimshach at the beginning, the second year, and the story of Pinchas, that was all the way at the end of the year. And also a big discussion in the Aruch Haner and Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Beis, if he was a Kohen, if he was a Kohen beforehand, according to those days, so how did he kill? right? Tumas Kohanim, right? Ah, he knew there were the Gemara, the Midrashim talk about that he didn't die right away, but he couldn't have been so mechana alanes. That's a discussion that Aruch Lener has there in Sanhedrin Pebe. So let's continue. So, but what, again, so I Pinchas, why didn't he eat it? No, he was Kohen yet according to Rabbi Nechemya. Dechsid Vaisalola Zarach Arab Bris Kunas Olam. Ravashi Yamar Achesam Shalom Ben Ashvatim. He wasn't a Kohen until even later. Until later, at the end of Sefer Yoshua, Shneamar, remember when the Reuben God and Chatzim Menashe went back to Eiver HaYarden, they built this huge Mizbeach, and the Klal Yisrael thought that they were breaking away. What are you building a big Mizbeach for? They sent Pinchas as a whole entourage to find out what's going on. And he found out that, no, they were building it for Hashem as an aid to make sure that they remembered Eretz Yisrael. So he prevented a civil war, and he brought shalom between Bnei Yisrael. That's when he became a Kohen. Shemar Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen. That's where he's dafka called a Kohen there. Unusiyo Eidav Rashi Alfei Yisrael V'gomer. V'idach Nami. What does the other Tanam do with these psukim? V'idach Nami. V'haksiv V'haisalol Azaro Acharav. Aye, what do you do with the pasuk in Pinchas? Kiksivahu Lebrachu Dichsiv. That's Lebrachu Dichsiv. Maybe it means just for him and not for his children. Tosva says, well, maybe Bnei Yisrael weren't Misratze. In Dibur Askelahu, Shemelo Nisratzu lo kol Yisrael ba'usa shah. The Bnei Shaharag Nasi Shevet. Ready? What? They weren't Nisratze. Ask the Briska Rav. Why does the Ratzon Bnei Yisrael have anything to do with his being a Kohen? Right? He's being a Kohen. He's being a Kohen. What does Ratzon Hashem have to do with it? Says the Briska Rav. No. Maybe the Ratzon here that's being referred to is the Ratzon of Yisrael. Here means Sanhedrin. That's what he suggests here. Where's the line? He says, "V'od kasha, madua tluya hakahuna baratzon Yisrael u'muchrach the etzem riba yemshicha u'masul esanhedrin baratzon kol Yisrael kavanasam esanhedrin." That's what the Tosas means. Suggests the Briska Rav. Let's continue. V'idach nami aksiv v'yishma pinchas hakohen. What does the other opinion do with the pasuk at the end of Yeshua? Hahu liyachi zara acharav. That's to emphasize to be miyachis his children after. Period. Okay, let's just quickly start the next piece. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, right? Was he a Kohen Gadol for, we have the Gemara in Tainus and Avodah Zarah. Was he a Kohen Gadol? What did he wear during the Shivas Yimei Miluim? Did he wear the Big Day Kahuna? Did he not wear? But Rav says he was like the Kohen Gadol. Some say he was like a Kohen Gadol all the years. V'cholik b'kachi shemayim, and he got a hoya. He got a portion of the Karbanas. Shenehemar me'ela miluim l'moshe haya l'mana. L'mana means he got an actual portion. Meisvev alo pinchas ha'imahen v'yemisa lebav alo Moshe Rabbeinu ha'imahen. If Moshe could have eaten it, so why in the Brisa did they just say, hey, Pinchas could have eaten it, Moshe could have eaten it. Dilma shani Moshe detored b'shechina. Wow, what a great line. He was tarred in the Shekhinah every second. He had to be ready to talk to the Shekhinah, right? That was maybe part of the mistake of Aaron and Miriam in the story at the end of Baal Oschav. But he was constantly with the Shekhinah. Domer Mar Moshe, Vashkama Olo, Vashkama Yarad. Up and down, he was constantly with the Shekhinah. So he didn't have time to be cholik, to eat the karbanos. Meisve, Lechem Elokav. So the pasuk says that a bal mum can eat from kachi kachim and kachi kalim. Im nemer kachi kachim lama nemer kachim kalim. Im nemer kachi kalim lama nemer kachi kachim. Why do I have to say the bal mum can eat from both? Ilu lo nomar kachim kalim. If I didn't say kachim kalim, I'd say omer kachi. Fascinating havamina. Ha'isi omer kachi kachim uta ochel. Maybe he can only eat from kachi kachim. Shari chutzru lezar belahen. Because kachi kachim, where do you see kachi kachim? I have a kula because it's mutter for a zar. The czar, who's the czar, we'll see. Vilohen, and to Kohanim, Kachim Kalim, Lo Yocha, maybe Kachim Kalim they shouldn't eat. Vila Lo Nomar Kachim Kachim, La Yisi Omer, and if it's only Kachim Kachim that we know about Mum could eat, Hayyosi Omer, but Kachim Kachim Kalim Yeyochel, Shelahem, Shein Kalim. Maybe they can only eat Kachim Kalim because they're more Kal. But Kachim Kachim, Lo Yeyochel, Lakach Namer, Kachim Kachim, Lakach Namer, Kachim Kalim. So what does the Braisa mean? That a czar could eat. Katani Mia, Shari Hutru Lazar. Vilohen, who is that referring to? Isn't that referring to My zor la Moshe? Isn't it referring to Moshe Rabbeinu that he ate, right? That he ate kachim, right? So Gemara says no. Amar Chesh is low. Maybe it's referring to someone else. Bibama lazaruk devri omer yesh mincha bibama. Maybe it's referring to zar, a regular zar, not Moshe Rabbeinu on a bama. So therefore, it is no kash. Again, a lot to talk about here. Again, whether Moshe Rabbeinu wore the begadim more, how long was he a Kohen Gadol for? But either way, we'll have to stop here. Again, as I mentioned, this next week also, I'm going to be traveling. So the daf will be up from the last cycle, and Hashem will pick up in the following week with the regular schedule. But either way, Hashem, every daf will get up.